This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. Austin recorded its first 100-degree day of the year this week. The temperature hit 101 yesterday afternoon at Camp Mabry, and thankfully most of us have air-conditioned buildings or vehicles where we can escape the heat. But that's not the case in most Texas prisons. The majority of them have no air conditioning, but a battle is playing out in the courts over this, and joining us to talk about it is Brandi Grissom. She's the Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. Hi, Brandi.
Hi, Nathan.
So how many prisons have air conditioning in Texas?
Well, in Texas, there are 109 state prisons, and 30 of them have air conditioning. In addition to the 30 that have air conditioning throughout the units, all of the prison units have air conditioning in particular places. It's just that there are only 30 that are air conditioned throughout.
How hot does it get in the prisons that don't have air conditioning?
Well, obviously, that depends on how hot it gets outside, but in some cases, lawyers for inmates who are trying to get them more air conditioning say that at times, the temperatures can get north of 100 degrees, sometimes even much higher than that, just depending on, you know, how hot it is outside, how much the air is circulating inside the cells, and where inside the unit those cells are.
And the concern here is, the constitutional concern is a possible violation of the cruel and unusual punishment clause in the Eighth Amendment?
It's both a constitutional concern as well as a health and safety concern, the lawyers for the prisoners say. I mean, at the Wallace Pack unit, there are more than half of the inmates there are over the age of 50. And at prison units across the state, you know, inmates are dealing with both physical and mental health conditions that are exacerbated when these temperatures rise so high. And so what they're saying is it's not only a constitutional matter. In some cases, it's actually a matter of life and death and health for the inmates. And it's also not only the inmates who are concerned about these heated conditions, but the corrections officers who have to work in these same superheated conditions are also concerned about their own well-being, and the heat makes their jobs more difficult because inmates are more likely to act out when they have health problems related to the heat. And the corrections officers themselves, in some cases, have succumbed to heat stroke and passing out and those kinds of things related to the heat as well.
So there are a few court cases over this. You report the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court considered the air conditioning issue last year, right? What happened there?
Right. So there have been a number of lawsuits over the hot conditions in prisons. And last year, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Louisiana took up a Louisiana case in which some inmates on the death row there at the Angola prison had challenged the very hot conditions there. And what the Fifth Circuit Court said in that case was that the superheated conditions were unconstitutional. But the court threw out what a lower court judge had decided, which was to require air conditioning throughout the prison to satisfy that constitutional concern. And instead, what the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals told the Louisiana prison officials is that they had to find some way to bring some relief to the inmates, but they stopped short of prescribing air conditioning throughout the prison. And so that leaves Texas in sort of a same state that they were beforehand, still looking for some sort of guidance on how to address the situation here.
And aren't there a couple other lawsuits, including a wrongful death lawsuit?
Right. In Texas, there are two lawsuits that are working their way through the court system ever so slowly. There is one lawsuit that involves eight prisoners and their families. The prisoners died of heat-related conditions, and that case is pending. And then there's another case involving all of the inmates, actually, at the Wallace Pack unit, which is in Navasota, Texas. And those inmates are demanding a couple of changes from prison officials. They're demanding air conditioning, first of all. But in addition to that, the major way that the prison system in Texas has designed to give prisoners some relief currently from the heat is to provide them with additional showers, to provide them with ice and water. And they encourage the inmates to really stay well hydrated to prevent heat-related illnesses. But in the Wallace Pack unit, there's been a finding that the water there is seriously contaminated with high levels of arsenic. And so for those inmates, not only are they very, very hot in the summertime, the water that they're drinking could present some potential real health consequences. So what a judge in that case said last week was that the prison system has to address the quality of the water there, and he hasn't addressed the question about the heat yet.
Brandi Grissom is the Austin Bureau Chief for the Dallas Morning News. You can read her reporting on this at dallasnews.com. Brandi, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Nathan.